Phone Boy Speaks, episode 616, still dialing up AOL.
AOL is still in business. That might be a shock to some of you. And actually, what's even bigger shock, I mean, the fact that they're still around isn't that big of a deal, but the fact that they're still making a significant amount of money on dial-up internet access is, well, amazing. Apparently, the average AOL subscriber now pays $20.86 per month for dial-up internet access. Now, how many of them are actually using it? I don't know. But if you multiply that by 2.34 million paying customers, it works out to $143 million in revenue for the company, which, you know, will fund a whole lot of experiments and whatnot. And, you know, the question is, you might ask yourself, why are people continuing to pay for that? Well, there are places in the country where that's the only way you can get online is through dial-up. And so, yeah, there are still services out there that offer dial-up internet, and certainly AOL can be one of them. And you know, you get 2.34 million people paying $20 a month for something, and, you know, that's quite a bit of revenue. So, I mean, the rest of AOL, I guess, could lose money, and I don't know what they pay to actually service those customers, but I'm sure there's still, I know there are still people out there that have AOL.com email addresses, but you certainly don't need to pay for their internet access to get that. But, I mean, that was, finding out that particular statistic was, quite informative, I guess. Yeah, people do still pay for dial-up internet. People still need to. But I'm sure there are some people kind of like the old telephones from AT&T when they divested. There's people still paying leases on those, too, I bet. So this is probably another thing just like that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.